to us. Dear friends, here is David in a cave, calling upon God, praying to God. And he's rehearsing this. This is something that happened to him before. Just thinking about it. What happened when I was in the cave? He says, I cried unto the Lord. This is what I did. I was in a desperate state. I was in a very dark place. There was only one way out. And if I exposed myself to outside, there would be snares. There would be all kinds of enemies outside. There was no other way out. But I did something. I cried unto the Lord. In the worst of life's troubles, dear friends, God is only a prayer away. God is only so close to us. He's not far at all from his people, from those who pray to him. And so you may be in a cave, but God is there. You can reach out to him in prayer. And he says, this is what I did. I poured out everything in my heart, all the complaints in my heart before him. Is that what you do? Is that what I do? What do you do with your complaints? Do you complain with men? Do you complain with your friends? Do you store it up in your heart and you fester away, just like a cancer growing and growing and becoming bitter against God and bitter against people? The best thing is to cast all of it, all of your complaints, all of your cares even, the New Testament tells you, all of your anxieties and concerns that are within you. He says, because his spirit, it says in verse 3, my spirit was overwhelmed within me. So here's a person, everything is black. He's even in a black place, in a cave. And he is overwhelmed. What does he do? He realizes that God knows his path. That's the best thing to think about. He says, then thou knewest my path. It doesn't matter if you don't know what's happening to you. It doesn't matter if you don't know where you're going and what the end of the road will be for you. If you're a Christian, well, you would know what's the end of the road is, where it will lead. It will ultimately lead to the promised land. It will lead to heaven itself. You won't be stuck in the cave for the rest of your life. This world is like a cave. It's very dark. But praise God, God is with us. God is with you. But the amazing thing is that you don't have to know your path. As long as the Lord knows your path, all will be well. You trust him. You follow him. And you keep on crying to God. You say to the Lord, Lord, I'm just crying out to thee. I'm just crying to God. God attends his prayer. So he says, I'm rehearsing these things in my mind. This is all in past tense. This is what happened to David. He was in a cave, but now he's not in a cave. So he's just reminding himself, this is what I did. I prayed to God, Lord, listen to me, attend to my prayer, bring my soul out of prison. And now it is later on in his life when he's writing this psalm under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Where was he? He wasn't in a cave anymore. He'd been rescued. He's set free. He has ended up praising God's name as he finishes in verse 7. Now it is that the righteous is compassed him about. That's all around him are the righteous. Are not his enemies, but are his friends. Dear friends, there are some lines here that show us something of Jesus Christ too. What did he do? And all things became black. What did he do? He cried out to his God. Even at the point when his spirit was leaving him. He cried out to his God. And the Lord, where is the Lord Jesus Christ now? He's in glory. He's at the right hand of the Father. He's compassed about with who? With the righteous. The spirits of just men, the Bible says, made perfect. God has dealt with his Son bountifully. And he will deal with us as well. Similarly, because of him. So, wherever you are, God is only a prayer away. Don't lock yourself out and think that God will not hear you. So, dear friends, this is a prayer when he was in the cave. The title, the inspired title reads, it means he did come out. And so it will be the same with you. Let us pray.